is Principal Perspectives, brought to you by Oregon Gear Up and Education Partnerships Incorporated. Middle and high school principals share their successes, challenges, and advice on creating a college-going culture and a positive learning environment for students and staff.
I have 30-some kids, and some of these kids would not be going to college, I truly believe, for various reasons, whether that wasn't on their radar, whether they can't afford it. They just need the extra boost to get there.
Seniors at Sweet Home High School now have a unique option after graduation. They can take up to 1 year of classes at the local community college, paid for and supported by the high school. Pat Steineff, the director of the Delayed Graduation Program and former principal, shares the benefits of such a program, along with Keith Winslow, current principal and former assistant principal.
We're calling ours ACT, Accessing College Today. It's a brand new program for us, and so we're starting just with the seniors. These are the kids that can graduate this year. They're going to go through the ceremony, they're going to go to the party, do all that kind of stuff, but they're not going to get their actual diploma. Because if they do, we can't pay for their college education, obviously. So we're going to hold their diploma, and they are going to be working on a plan to get, for us, what we're calling it is an enhanced diploma, which is another 12 credits at the high school level, which is about 36 college credits. They have to be working toward a plan of some sort, whether it's an associate's degree, whether it's a one-year certificate, whether it is a plan to transfer to a four-year school eventually. Somewhere along the line, they have to be doing something. They can't just be taking like a voice lesson or self-defense or something like that. They have to be working toward this plan. And we will pay for 12 credits per term and $500 for books per term. They have to follow certain guidelines. The college has meetings they have to attend at the beginning. They have to register at a certain time. They have to get all their paperwork done at a certain time. And they will have to be in weekly contact with both me and the college coordinator. They have to do progress reports. They have to do certain things, and they have to go to class. They have to maintain at least a C average. If they drop below that, perhaps we'll be talking to them. But if they start failing or not attending or not doing it, then we're not going to pay for their college education. We're trying to support students, give them extra support. We're not just saying, okay, here's your college, go to college and sink or swim. It's kind of like a high school counselor, you know, here are the things you can access. Are you going to your classes? Are you having trouble with certain classes? Are you doing the tutoring that is available? Are you getting extra help? Are you going to see the professor? They get a lot of extra support from us because we want them to be successful.
Yeah, we want them to not only go, but we want them to be successful in their first year and complete it.
And complete it. And that's a big push from the college. All the colleges now, it's not just entrance, it's how many actually graduate.
Out of the 35 kids that we have in this first year alone, we have probably maybe even more than 10 that wouldn't have gone to college at all. And so this is where the support is really going to be important. They're going to be apprehensive. They're going to be afraid. They're going to think, can I do this or not? And that's where the support will come in and help them be successful. And yes, you can do this. And yes, you can complete this. And so there are kids that wouldn't get there.
The 12 credits and their 36 credits is probably a year's worth for most kids. It may take some a little longer because we're only going to put on our enhanced diploma classes that are college level classes. So for example, if they have to take Math 90 or 60 or whatever, those won't work. We'll pay for them because we want them to be college ready, but we won't put those on our 12 credit enhanced diploma. Once they earn this 12 credit diploma, they will get what we are going to call an enhanced diploma.
If they drop out, if there's a medical issue or anything along that line where they can't finish or don't want to finish, then at that point in time get the regular diploma.
Yeah, or if they decide to transfer to a four-year school, but they will have those credits on their high school transcript.
The program will also benefit homeschooled students in the district, as well as those students who have opted to earn a GED. At Sweet Home High School, the focus is on college as a plan for all.
One of the things we didn't discuss, and for people that are thinking about starting out on this, is how do we pay for this?
Well, you're right, and that's why we're starting with seniors, because we're not taking part of the ADM that we already get and giving it. These are additional students that will get the ADM for. That's the way we're paying for it to begin with. It will affect our graduation rate, but we're helping kids get to college, which is part of that 40-40-20 thing that the state is wanting us to do. And we're giving them extra support. I can't see any downsides. We're really excited about it. I'd be very excited to see how many get there and then how many stick with it.
We think it's going to snowball to where others in the future see, yes, they did, they could do it. And the kids that are successful will be talking to the underclassmen and saying, this is a great program. It's real.
And I expect more. And so next year I'll start earlier and get those juniors lined up.
Thanks for listening to Principal Perspectives, brought to you by Oregon Gear Up and Education Partnerships Incorporated. Visit our website, gearup.ous.edu, to listen in on more conversations from Oregon school leaders, as well as access resources and information about preparing students for higher education. At Oregon Gear Up, we believe that college is not a dream, it's a plan.